This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. It's our spring pledge drive. No matter how you listen to us, on the radio stations, on the web, on your smartphone, dial in now with your pledge of financial support. It's easy to do, 217-244-9455. Or at the top of the page, if you're on the website at willag.org, just hit contribute. However you do it, make sure that you enter ag or tell them agriculture and you're supporting ag. We do appreciate it. Kind of like the $200 level this year, $120. 40, 240, 560, whatever you think is useful for yourself, please do it right now. 217-244-9455 on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. Mark Bruce, so he's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
And he's going to help us take up the weather forecast, which is rainy at the moment for our part of the world.
Yeah, this storm system will continue to work its way across the eastern Corn Belt, eastern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, through tonight. And overall, the pattern here coming up is still on the stormy side, with systems moving through periodically. Have another kind of band of rain coming through Thursday night into Friday, but then a more significant system evolving across the belt, actually intensifying across the belt, looks like, for Saturday night on into Sunday, likely lingering into Monday across the Corn Belt. And at this time, that looks to be a widespread rain producer, actually encompassing much of the Midwest, from southern Illinois, southern Indiana on the southern side of things, all the way up into Wisconsin, Minnesota on the northern side of things.
So the Delta region has been running a bit behind. It usually has begun the planting process, although it's behind at this. It's begun, mm-hmm. but it's behind at the moment. What can you tell us about there?
Yeah, well, we continue to see more rain for the Delta, and the pattern across the Delta is the same as it is in the Midwest, which is an above normal precip pattern for the next couple of weeks. So we continue to see periodic rain activity there, and so that looks to keep things on the slow side as we go into the middle part of the month.
And temperatures in both of those areas, rainfall is one thing, but we do need to get soil temperatures up.
Yeah, we do see quite a bit of variability in temperatures coming up, which is, you know, basically a classic spring temperature pattern. But if anything here, the Midwest and Delta slightly skewed on the cooler side of normal. In other words, most days will be slightly cooler than normal versus warmer than normal. But nothing that anomalous here coming up, at least as the kind of core of coldest here tends to stay up in Canada. The one thing that I would note is that some of the midday computer model guidance here is beginning to show at least some of that colder pushing a little bit further south into the early part of next week. So coming in here tomorrow, the forecast could trend a little bit colder here for the Midwest for the first half of next week.
And as we wrap up, how would you assess the beginning of the growing season for China?
They're starting out in, call it okay shape at the present time. Their soil moisture and irrigation reserves are adequate in most areas. There are a few dry pockets, but then again, this is that time of year where they're ending the dry season, so it's actually quite common where you do have some areas that have picked up less than 50% of normal rainfall over the past 3 months. But generally speaking, across their winter wheat as well as their corn and soybean acreage, they have adequate soil moisture and irrigation reserves. We do see some rain activity in the North China Plain
Mark,
coming up.
Thank you so much.
Up north,